tip.
98Q Country.
The game ball delivery is brought to you by Steinhoffels. Packers fans, go to any Steinhoffels furniture store on Fridays during the season wearing your Packers gear and get exclusive deals on Wisconsin's largest selection of furniture and mattresses. Wayne Larrabee, Larry McCarron. Captain's meeting at the 50-yard line. Craig Rolstadt is the referee for this afternoon's game. The officials will be testing a six-official mechanics type of situation during the first series for each team in the fourth quarter, and we'll tell you a little more about that later on.
Good afternoon, captains. I have an NFL coin, the NFL shield, head, red, white, and blue, the tails, Seattle, you're the visiting team. What is it called? Heads. Called heads?
It is tails. Green Bay, you've won the toss.
You'd like to receive? Which way you want to kick?
Kick that way. Green Bay, this side.
Green Bay,
we'll receive to start the ball game.
Best of luck, Captain.
Elgin Jenkins, Kenny Clark, Dallin Levitt, the captains on the field for the Packers. We have overcast skies, matter of fact, a little foggy, and some light rain here in Green Bay. The coin toss for today's game was sponsored by Baird. Baird putting the best in the financial industry to work for you. Discover the Baird difference. Visit BairdDifference.com.
The Packers choosing to receive, which is somewhat unusual in today's day and age. Seems like every week somebody defers.
Yes, indeed. So they want to get that offense out there, get a couple of positive reps, and then get ready for the regular season coming up. Packers in their home, green and gold, gold helmets, gold pants, green jerseys, white numbers. Seattle in dark blue helmets, blue pants, white jerseys, blue numbers.
Samori Toure, deep for the Packers to receive.
Four returns, a 22.8-yard average with a long of 44. Packers will work from left to right as we look at Lambeau Field, or north to south. Seattle has an excellent, excellent special teams. Larry Izzo is their special teams coach. They rank second in Rick Goslin's annual special teams rankings, a list that's been kept for the last 44 seasons. It's Seattle's third consecutive year ranking in the top five. Jason Myers has it on the tee. Pro Bowl kicker signed a four-year contract extension over the offseason. Here's the run-up. Swing to the right leg from right to left. We are underway. Toure lets this one sail through the end zone, and the Packers will accept first and 10 to the 25-yard line. Quick Trip is bringing you Quick Rewards Packer Points starting September 1st. Earn a point for every dollar you spend and win great prizes throughout the season. No purchase necessary. Quick Rewards Packers Points only from Quick Trip. Eric Monahan, our spotter, has shifted in here. Much to the surprise of both Larry and me. We didn't see him until, like, the kickoff. First and 10. Here we go. Packers from their 25, Jordan Love under center. Motion by Watson to the right, and penalty markers down.
False start. Offense, number 18. It's a 5-yard penalty. First down.
Malik Heath getting a start.
The 15 minutes.
Rookie free agent wide receiver, who's the leading receiver on the team. Eight catches, 111 yards, 13.9-yard average.
Rasheed Walker making his second straight start at left tackle in place of Bakhtiari.
First and 15, football back to the 20-yard line, left hash. Love under center, single back offense. Watson motions to the left. Love takes, hands it off. Dillon, left side busting through. Around the numbers, cross the 30. Around the left end to the 35, and down he goes. Gain of 14 yards to the 34. Shamar, I beg your pardon. In to make that tackle on the play was Trey Brown, the cornerback, and Michael Jackson for Seattle. And it's second down and short.
Great work on the backside by Zach Tom. Pushing his man off the line of scrimmage by the hole, allowing the cut.
Backers get motion from Kraft, the tight end to the right side of the line. Under center, Love. Seahawks jumped into the neutral zone, but they may have been thrown off sides by the Packers. False start.
Offense, number 85. It's a 5-yard penalty. Second down.
Rookie Tucker Kraft. So it's the second false start on this series of downs for the Packers. They are second down now and about 6 yards to go.
Not quite at the well-oiled machine status yet.
Heath is split to the left side. Everybody else is tight. Watson out of a bunch on the right in motion to the left. Second down and 6, and here's the handoff. Off the right side, getting the call. Not much there. Cross the 30, out to the 32-yard line. A.J. Dillon on the carry. Artie Burns filled in from the secondary to make the hit for Seattle. Gain of a couple of yards.
Luke Musgrave, his blocking is improving, but it is a work in progress, and that time we needed more progress.
Third and 3 for the Packers. Football at the Green Bay 32-yard line, opening drive of the game. Love in the shotgun, Dillon to his right, three receivers spread left. Tight end standing up right side of the line. That's Luke Musgrave. Long count, and now the snap. Love in the pocket. Scrambles right, looking for a receiver, going to take it himself, eludes a defender, steps out of bounds, cross the 35 on the near right side at the 37-yard line. Tyreek Smith, outside linebacker, forced him out. First down, Green Bay Packers, 5-yard gain.
Mobility, one of the attributes that Jordan Love brings to the party, and we saw it right there. First down, Green Bay.
No score. We're just underway at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Watson to the left side. Two receivers stacked tight on the right. Dillon the lone setback. Love under center. First and 10, 37-yard line. Love back to throw. Off play action. Steps up. Looks. Sidearms. Right side. Broken up. Incomplete. Watson the intended receiver. Great play made by Joey Blunt. Out of the secondary. And a penalty marker thrown. I wonder... this might be post-play penalty, perhaps for a taunt.
After the play, unsportsmanlike taunting, number 35 on the defense. The 15-yard penalty, automatic first down. That's number 35.
Blunt, the guilty party.
So, this moves the football to the Seattle 48-yard line. Now, again, the Seahawks are not playing their starters in this ball game this afternoon. There may be a starter here and there, depending on how things shake out. But at any rate, the Packers' offense up to the line of scrimmage. Penalty moves the ball to the 48-yard line of Seattle, first and 10. Love along to the shotgun, 2 by 3. Two receivers right, 3 to the left. Snap to Jordan Love. J-Love looks downfield, scrambles left, buying time, going to take it himself. Outside the number 50, 45 escapes out of bounds, cross the 40, near the 37-yard line of Seattle. It appears he has a first down. Miles Adams, the man he beat around the corner.
Rasheed Wallace was in trouble against Derek Hall, the Seahawks edge man. But he stayed with it, recovered, got him pushed by, and that allowed Jordan Love to scramble outside.
For 11 yards at a first down to the Seattle 37-yard line. Straight eye formation backfield. Aguara the fullback. Watson in motion to the right. J-Love under center, takes a snap from Myers. Here's the toss. Dillon around the left end, gets a block from DeGuara. Outside the numbers, Dillon is bowled over. Inside the 35 of the 34, a gain of 3. Patrick O'Connell, who's had a very good camp. Backup inside linebacker for the Seahawks, made the play, showed good pursuit.
Good push at the line of scrimmage by Zach Tom. And despite the fact he is not your prototypical physically monstrous tackle, he does a pretty good job in the running game. Did one right there.
Wilson in at running back now on second down and 7, Green Bay. The Seattle, just inside the Seattle 34. And they reverse it. Jaden Reed around the right end, down the sidelines, cross the 30 to the 25, and he stepped out of bounds. 24-yard line of Seattle. Kobe Bryant, a safety, forced him out of play. First down for the Green Bay Packers, 8-yard gain.
DeGuara with an excellent lead block for Reed.
Jaden Reed, they're going to find different ways to get him the football. A little jet sweep there. Slot to the left side now for the Packers. Single receiver, Malik Heath to the right. Love in the shotgun, first and 10 to the 24 of Seattle. In the snap to Love, looks, sets, fires wide of the mark, right side incomplete. Attempting to hit Heath, well covered by Trey Brown in the Seattle secondary, just inside the 25-yard line to the near right side.
Emmanuel Wilson in the lineup for the Packers. One of the big training camp stories.
Yes, he is. Wilson tied for the league lead in rushing entering week three of the preseason. Slot to the left side, Reed in the slot, Watson wide left. Heath wide right, press coverage on the corners, two safeties high, and the handoff to Wilson up the middle, and he runs into stiff resistance. Nowhere to go. Matt Godel, a big nose tackle, 6'1", 341. I mean, he's as wide as he is tall, made the hit. Very little gain, and it becomes, they may have lost a half yard, third down and 11.
Godel working off the block of Josh Myers. And Godel is not the type of player who's going to get a lot of penetration, and those types of guys are tough to get blocked on draw plays. They just sit there.
Watson wide to the right, slot to the left side, Reed in the slot left. And here's the snap to J-Love. Fires it over the left side, broke it up, incomplete. Is there a flag down on the play? No, I don't see one. Michael Jackson broke that pass up. My goodness. A quick slant to Taylor, running back. At the 20-yard line of the left hash marks.
And on comes Anders Carlson.
This is going to be a challenging day for kickers. The wind situation swirling here at Lambeau Field. This will be a 43-yard field goal attempt. Out of the hole to Pat O'Donnell. Morzik on the snap. High snap placement made. Here's the kick. And it is good. So Anders Carlson pays off the opening drive of the game with a 43-yard field goal. And the Packers take a 3-0 lead over the Seahawks. From the USA at a broadcast booth, this is the Packers Radio Network.
With Vizzy's vibrant dual flavors, the vibe is yours to decide.
I'm thinking Vizzy Refreshingly Berry. A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Could be good. Maybe Vizzy Vibrantly Tropical.
You always say Vibrantly Tropical.
Come on, a cooler full of papaya passion fruit on the beach?
Oh yeah, that's a vibe. I'm down.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
With roots in Wisconsin back to 1859, Manitou is known for the reliable machines and proven performance day in and day out. Much like football in Wisconsin, Manitou compact loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts are engineered to withstand the harshest conditions, fearlessly performing in the mud, dirt, and even extreme temperatures. Visit your nearest dealer to experience Manitou equipment firsthand for more productivity, comfort, and reliability. Manitou, handling your world.
We're the Packers Scratch Game Crew, bringing back Packers Scratch Games for you. The Pack is back, your Scratch Games are here. With four season tickets, you could win for a year. There's instant cash prizes and other bonus drawing surprises.
Packers Scratch Games from the Wisconsin Lottery are back with instant cash prizes and a bonus drawing for four season tickets for one full season. Prices range from $1 to $10, available now at all Wisconsin Lottery retailers. Odds of winning a drawing prize depend on number of entries received. Average of $64,000 per year.
Four season tickets for a year.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Give any room a fresh look with Mohawk Flooring. Mohawk Tile features ceramic, porcelain, and mosaic tiles to fit any decor. Clean Protect Point Park floor and wall tiles protect against bacteria. Just $159 each after 11% rebate. Get 11% off everything. Now at Menards. Good through August 27th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Today's game brought to you by Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy. You know, we make a lot of great beers, but Summer Shandy says summer like no other. It's refreshing vice beer with natural flavor of lemonade. So grab some today and flavor the moment. Register to win a brand new Chevy Tahoe sponsored by Sunnyside. See store for details. Save big money at Menards. Packers 11 plays, 50 yards. Anders Carlson, 43-yard field goal. And 3-0 Green Bay. 9:54 to go on the first. Back deep, Malik Flowers to receive this kickoff from Carlson, who's booting from left to right. Here's the run-up and his kick end over end. And this is returnable. Left side making the catch at the three. Here comes Flowers along the numbers 10, 15, 20. Hammered down across the 25-yard line. Eric Wilson, back up inside linebacker, made the hit. First and 10 coming up for Seattle.
Wilson tied for the team lead in special teams tackles last season, along with Isaiah McDuffie and Dallin Levitt.
Parkinson, the tight end. Matt Landers at wide receiver for Seattle, along with Jake Bobo. Bobo to the right, Landers to the left. Tight end right side of the line, I formation backfield. First and 10, Drew Locke at the controls. Looks left and right. Third in the NFL in preseason passing. From the 28, here's the handoff to the running back off the left side, and not much doing there. Boy, the Packers ready to the ball. Zach Charbonnet, the second-round draft choice. Kenny Clark led the way. Clark Rock getting his first snaps of the preseason.
Well, he's had a good preseason regardless with his work every day in camp. Nice work by Isaiah McDuffie as well. Coming over for the assist.
Loss of one. Second down and 11. Football to the 27-yard line of Seattle. They go empty. Three by two. Here's the snap. Locke fires right side short. Got the wide receiver, and he stacked up. Matt Landers at the 30-yard line number. Turned back right away by Isaiah McDuffie, that inside linebacker Larry spoke of a moment ago. It is a gain of about five, but leaves a third down for Seattle.
Lucas Van Ness, the first-round draft choice, getting a start at one outside linebacker spot. Preston Smith at the other. Lucas is coming along with his pass rush, adding some movement to his repertoire of power.
Third down, Seattle. Third and about 7 yards to go. Football to the 31 of Seattle. Lock in the shotgun. Parkinson moves in motion to the right side of the tight end. Two receivers left. Snap to Lock, looking right, fires the middle. Got Parkinson, makes the catch. Right hash mark. Good position on Rasul Douglas. And it's a first down, Seattle, to the 41-yard line on a gain of 10. Drew Lock came to Seattle in the Russell Wilson deal with Denver. And they re-signed him this year. They feel like he's an excellent backup quarterback, and he certainly has been an excellent quarterback in this preseason. First and 10, Seattle, 41-yard line of the Seahawks, working from right to left. Packers leading by the score of 3-0. Three receivers right, tight end to the left side of the line, single back offense. Matter of fact, they've got 12 personnel in there, two tight ends. Handoff, Charbonneau off the left side, fighting his way across the 41, taken down outside the left hash marks by T.J. Slayton. First couple of running plays by Seattle Rock. Looks like the Packers defense has it bottled up pretty well.
Certainly T.J. Slayton, Kenny Clark earlier, just playing fundamentally sound defense, getting the hands on the blocker, bench pressing him away, and setting to make the play.
Second and 9, Bobo to the right, Landers to the left, offset eye in the backfield. Tight end Parkinson on the wing right side. Drew Locke under center from his 42. Play action, Locke looks to throw, swings it out, left flat, Charbonneau's got it. Chased out of bounds on the near side at the Seattle 48-yard line in front of the Packers bench. Darnell Savage forced him out of bounds, gain of 6, third down coming up Seattle.
Didn't get home, but good work up front by Devontae Wyatt and T.J. Slayton. Running a tackle-tackle stunt. T.J. in the neighborhood when the throw was made.
So Seattle facing third down, 1-for-1 on this drive. 3-0 Packers, 6:40 to go in the first. Lock in the shotgun. Charbonneau joins him to the quarterback's left. Three receivers bunch on the right, one to the left. Third down. And about three, snap to Lock, sets, fires right side, broken up, nearly intercepted on the play. Carrington Valentine, had he been able to hang on to that one at the 48-yard line of the far left side, would have been into the end zone. But as it is, he breaks it up.
The same way, Wayne. Pick six. Here we go.
Carrington Valentine, a great break on that pass. It's headed for Jake Bobo, and it's fourth down, Seattle. So the punting unit comes on, and they've got a great one. Michael Dixon, third in the NFC last year, 48.5 yards a punt. Takes the snap, moves forward, gets his kick away, end over end. Jaden Reed tracking it, fair catch signal made, makes the catch outside the 10-yard line number on the near right side at about the 9-yard line of Green Bay, where the Packers will put it in play. First and 10, 44-yard punt. No return. Jason Myers, Michael Dixon. That's as good a combination of the kicking game as you're going to find in football. 3-0 Green Bay. Late going first quarter. Packers Radio presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, no matter the season. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Cheer on the Pack at Harborview Pub and Eatery in Phillips, Wisconsin. Action starts at 10:30 with Shipwrecked Bloody Marys, plus popcorn and snacks during the game. And top off your game day with an all-you-can-eat rib special starting at 4 p.m. Harborview, open 10:30 a.m. every day, closed on Wednesdays. Choose delicious appetizers, sandwiches, wraps, salads, fried rib, fish fry, pizzas, and more at Harborview Pub and Eatery, located Highway 13 North in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Life moves fast, so should your internet. Bug Tussle would love to give new customers $10 off per month for 12 months, plus free installation from August 11th to September 10th. Get this winning deal on high-speed internet by calling Bug Tussle at 877-227-0924. Spread the love and tell 10 of your friends to call Bug Tussle too. 877-227-0924.
Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin.
Hit It Boys, broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power.
98Q Country.
Today's game brought to you by Miller Lite. Great taste, only 96 calories, and brewed for Wisconsin. It is Miller time. It was a little premature in saying late stages first quarter. We're about midway through, a little more than midway through. 6:18 to go in the first. Packers take over. First and 10 of their 9, leading 3-0. And the handoff goes to Emmanuel Wilson. Off right tackle, barreling to the 10-yard line number, and maybe out to the 11. A gain of about 2, maybe 3 yards at best. Devin Bush, a veteran linebacker. John Rattigan, who's an excellent special teams player, on the stop for Seattle.
More nice work up front by Zach Tom. He's proven to be a fine football player for the Green Bay Packers, and this is just his second year.
Yeah, and he could play several different spots. Malik Heath wide to the left side. Jaden Reed slot left. Two tight ends right side of the line. J. Love in the shotgun on second and 7 from the 12. Snap to Love. Looks, quick throw left side, diving grab. Malik Heath, diving grab made across the 15 at the 17-yard line. Patrick O'Connell, the linebacker, touched him down. And it's a pickup of 5, leaving a third down coming up for the Packers.
One of those old, venerable West Coast pass route combinations called Dragon. Inside man, Christian Watson, Dragon to the sideline. Outside man, Heath, slanting to the inside. Hence the name Dragon.
Packers 1 of 2 on third downs. Third and 2. Ball to the 17-yard line of Green Bay. Love alone to the shotgun. And here's the snap. Quick throw left side. It's batted right back at him. Picked off by Love. Love across the 10 is upended to the 14-yard line on an undercut move by Artie Burns, former Pittsburgh Steeler first-round draft choice. Ball was batted at the line. Love made the catch on it and almost escaped around the right end, but Artie Burns brings him down for a loss of 3.
Wayne, would you agree with this? a tackle like that gets the head coach thinking twice about how long Jordan Love plays.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I was thinking about that immediately. In punt formation now for the Packers. Whelan, Daniel Whelan, gets the snap, lifts a high floater, backing up and making the catch on it, coming back the other way at the 30, 35, down the left side. Aesop Winston Jr. crossed the 40, 45, and out of bounds. They're going to mark at 46-yard line of Seattle. He escapes into the Packer bench. Dallin Leavitt forced him out. Hefty return off a 52-yard punt. Timeout. 4:07 to go in the first. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Hi, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. My friends keep posting photos in their new Toyotas. Summer's almost over, and I've got FOMO.
Well, FOMO, no-mo. Because Toyota's national sales event is on, and it's the perfect time to squeeze out the last of summer in a new Tacoma, Highlander, Camry, and more.
I can't wait to post photos of myself grilling at the park with my new RAV4.
I will meet you there.
Well done, Jan.
Toyota, let's go places. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Dealer inventory may vary. Event ends September 5th.
How easy is it to use the UW Credit Union mobile app? We've compared it to other everyday tasks with ratings from 1 to 10, 10 being hardest. Sending money to friends on the app, 1. Putting on your shoes, 4. Paying bills on the app, 1. Putting on your kids' shoes. Okay, stop. Stop kicking. Okay. Ah! That's a 9.
UW Credit Union, here for every you. Federally insured by NCUA.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance makes it easy to do business with a local company. With over 200 agents and claim adjusters across Wisconsin, you work with someone who lives and works in your local community. We make it convenient to bundle your home, auto, farm, business, and life insurance. Premiums paid here, stay here to keep Wisconsin strong.
Who has the most complete selection of Green Bay Packers gear and goodies on the planet? The Packers Pro Shop, of course. And when you shop at the Packers Pro Shop, you not only get the latest authentic Packers gear straight from Lambeau Field, but you're also supporting the team by purchasing direct from the source. Everyone knows it's authentic when it comes from the Packers Pro Shop. Visit the Packers Pro Shop at Lambeau Field for a one-of-a-kind shopping experience or see the entire collection at PackersProShop.com. The Packers Pro Shop. Authentic Packers gear for authentic Packers fans.
Nobody loves the thrill of the game more than Green Bay, and there's only one place in town where the game is always on. Oneida Casino, the thrill of the spin, the joy of a win. Nothing beats it. Oneida Casino, official casino of the Green Bay Packers. U.S. Cellular, proud to support the Packers. They want you to enjoy the game, so cheer first and scroll later. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Seattle takes over. Excellent field position. Football to the 48-yard line of Seattle, first and 10. Drew Lock under center, and the right guard jumps offsides. Anthony Bradford.
False start. Offense. Number 70. 5-yard penalty. First down.
Bradford, a fourth-round draft choice out of LSU. A bit anxious there. So becomes first and 15.
Packers with their nickel personnel on the field. Keyshawn Nixon, the nickel back, and he's been the nickel back since day one.
Single back offense for Seattle. They've got a wing set up on the right side. Landers is split to the left. Drew Lock under center. First down and 15. Here's the toss around the right end. Charbonnet. Charbonnet gets upended on the play. Crossed the 40 outside the numbers. Brought down to the 44-yard line. Isaiah McDuffie very quick to the ball. Gain of about a yard, Rock. And you're right. Number 58 has really come to play. Getting a lot of starters reps with Devondre Campbell out of the lineup due to injury.
And making the most of those reps, that's what's important when you get those opportunities. And there'll come a time possibly during the season. Packers need somebody at the inside linebacker spot to step up. Isaiah looks ready.
Second and 14, Seattle. 44-yard line to the Seahawks. Play action, Lock in trouble, back to throw, dumps it off right side. Parkinson has it, slips and falls, and his touchdown on the right side of the 45-yard line. Wow, Carrington Valentine was there. The slickness of Lambeau Field on what has been a kind of a hazy, or not hazy, foggy and drizzly morning.
And you gotta like it when Parkinson slips. He's 6'7", 265.
Yeah, he's got a long way to fall.
That's a lot of tight end to bring down.
Third down and 13 for Seattle. One of two on third down conversions. Locke with three receivers left, two to the right. From the Seattle 45, here's the snap. Rushes on. Locke looks, swings it out left flat. He's got his man making the catch on the left side and stacked up DJ Dallas. Nowhere to go. McDuffie rallied to the ball once again. And they may have, they picked up a couple of yards to the 47, where it'll be fourth down and 11 yards to go.
I think Isaiah may be setting a new intercollegiate record for tackles in the first quarter. Calling his name every time. Should also mention Rudy Ford starting today. No surprise there. Matt LaFleur hinting very, very strongly that he's going to be, quote, the other safety opposite Darnell Savage.
Jaden Reed back deep to receive this punt from Michael Dixon. Cristol snapped, and Dixon just did get it away. Hangs toward the near right side, and a decoy move made by Reed bought them some time, and the ball hit just out beyond the goal line and through the end zone. Reed was making it look like he was going to make a play on it at the 15-yard line. And a good decoy by the rookie. So the Packers take over first and 10, Green Bay 20-yard line. When we resume, 3-0 Packers, a minute 54 to go in the first. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers football.
98 Q Country.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat-screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244.
It's first and goal at Jay's Automotive in Park Falls, Wisconsin. On the field, a winning team of ASC Master Certified Technicians who have providing quality automotive service at affordable prices for over 8 years. From tires to tune-ups, batteries to starters, wheel alignments to brakes, engines to transmissions, and more. You can depend on Jay's Automotive to fix your vehicle right and get you back on the road for the big game. Open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and towing is available. Score every time at Jay's Automotive, located on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Have a gazing, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime rib. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Hey, it's Fitz, F-I-T with a Z, the host of the Country Top 40. Join me Saturdays at 1 p.m. on 98 Q Country.
Field in Green Bay, Saturday afternoon, a game in August in Lightball Field. Wrapping up the preseason, 3-0 Packers, minute 54 to go. Starting offense still on the field. First and 10 to the Green Bay, 20 to start this drive. Love under center, single back offense. And he takes on the handoff. Patrick Taylor started in the middle. Steps to defender around the left 10. Along the left hash marks, 25, and he's out near the 28-yard line. Nice run. Kobe Bryant from the secondary made the hit. Levi Bell was the man whose tackle attempt he stepped through.
Nice push by Myers and Elton Jenkins.
Quick count, snap, Love looks, fires, middle at Jaden Reed. Appeared to go right through his hands, incomplete. Reed open between the hash marks, crossed 35 near the 38-yard line.
Wayne, going back to that previous play, it was a nice run by Patrick Taylor. He had to pick his way through. I think Patrick Taylor's just a good all-around football player. Running it, catching it, pass protection, special teams, just a good all-around football player.
Third down and two, football to the 28-yard line of Green Bay for the Packers. From the shotgun, slot right, single receiver to the left. Love waits for the snap with Taylor to his left. Fakes the handoff to Taylor. Quick toss left side. Got Musgrave first down. Out of bounds. Cross the 30. Near the 31-yard line, Michael Jackson, the cornerback, came up quickly, but Musgrave able to extend for the first down.
No huddle. Marker
to the 32. Gain of about four. First and 10. No huddle. Snap to Love. Looking around in the pocket, waiting. Scrambles left. Eludes a defender. Still keeping the play alive. Fires downfield. Undershot as it's at a receiver. Jaden Reed. Diving for it on the far left side near the Green Bay 45-yard line. Well, we've seen today where Jordan Love, with his legs, can keep a play alive or make a play.
Had plenty of time to begin with. Protection broke down in modest fashion. Bought a little more time. He can move.
Love, 3 of 8 passing for just 7 yards. From the shotgun, 3 receivers bunch wide to the right. 2nd and 10, snap to Love. Fires it over the middle. Diving grab just inside the hash marks. Jaden Reed up at the 39-yard line. A gain of about 8. Michael Jackson, the hit and the coverage.
Mentioned Patrick Taylor earlier. That time, his blitz pickup less than stellar, but Jordan Love completed the ball anyway.
3rd down and 2. Love takes the snap. Hands it off to Taylor, barreling up the middle on the left hash marks to a first down. Cross the 40 to the 42-yard line. Kobe Bryant, John Rattigan make the stop for Seattle. And again, no huddle. 3 receivers right, 1 to the left. Snap to J-Love. Looks downfield, throws left side, leaping grab, juggling grab, and a catch completed outside the 50-yard line, numbered down to the 49. Malik Heath on the catch. Michael Jackson was in his shirt. And where are they marking it?
First charge timeout. Green Bay.
They mark it at the 49-yard line. Obviously, what Coach LaFleur is doing here, Rock, is running what a 2-minute drill, it looks like to me, right now. Right down to taking a timeout here.
Well, I was thinking that the method to the madness at this point in the game, maybe let's jumpstart this offense. Let's get them rolling.
Sure.
Timer, please reset the game clock.
So they took a timeout, stopped the clock. 17. We have 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Vibe check. Cooler full of Vizzy hard seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy hard seltzer. The seltzer that passes the vibe test. Marshfield Clinic Health System. Here, you're in the best hands possible. Visit marshfieldclinic.org to learn more. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Packers leading by the score of 3-0. And they've got it 2nd down and short. 2nd and 1 at the Seattle 49. 3 receivers spread to the right side, including Musgrave, the tight end. Watson is out to the left, and Love is in the shotgun. Here's the snap, and he looks downfield. Has time, rainbows going for Watson. Leaping grab, broke it up at the 10-yard line, incomplete. Christian Watson had it for a moment. Michael Jackson broke it up. Outside the numbers, down the left side.
Had a chance for a big play if Christian can hang on to it. And Wayne, I think that's a tough ball to complete because of the wind today.
Yes.
A lot of time for it to get blown around.
He had it on the money, though. It was an impressive throw. 3rd down and short. 3rd and 1, 49 of Seattle. 11 seconds to go in the first quarter. And here's the handoff up the middle, getting the call. Pile driving. That's A.J. Dillon. He didn't get much along the left hash marks, but got enough for the first down. As time winds down in this first quarter, Jacob Sykes, a defensive end, made the tackle, gain of 3.
Got that first down the old-fashioned way. He earned it.
Yes, he did. Football will be at the 47-yard line of Seattle when we resume. End of 1 in Green Bay. Packers 3, Seahawks nothing. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network. Hey, Packers fans, it's Wayne Larrabee. The Chevy Summer Drive is here. Time to set your sights on summer adventure with a brand new Chevrolet. Take your pick from a full lineup of trucks and SUVs, like the strong and capable Silverado or the versatile and stylish Equinox. Get exciting offers right now and pack more fun into your summer. All reasons why I drive Chevy, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. See your southeastern Wisconsin Chevy dealer today and visit WisconsinDriveChevy.com.
Calling all Packers fans. Get the ultimate VIP fan experience at Lambeau Field this season with Packers Experiences, powered by Quint Events. Secure a game ticket, pregame hospitality, appearances from Packers legends, and more all in one place. Make the most of your game day experience this season. Get your VIP fan experience by visiting PackersExperiences.com today.
This is Wayne Larrabee for Steinhoffels. Today may be game day, but Fridays are green and gold at Steinhoffels Furniture and Mattress Superstores. Every Friday during the season, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels Superstore wearing Packers gear and score great deals on furniture and mattresses. Steinhoffels is proud to partner with the Packers for Green and Gold Friday to reward our great fans. Visit Steinhoffels.com to find this Friday's reward.
Now through September with your club card. Prize drawings on Thursdays. There's a shocking $800,000 in total prizes on the line, including the luxury BMW i7. It's time to electrify your drive. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. More info at paysbig.com/BMW. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
U.S. Cellular proud to support the Packers. They want you to enjoy the game, so cheer first and scroll later. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Packers fans, go to any Steinhoffels furniture store on Fridays during the season wearing your Packers gear. Get exclusive deals on Wisconsin's largest selection of furniture and mattresses. Wayne and Larry, Lambeau Field in Green Bay, 3-0 Packers at the end of one. Green Bay on the drive, 1st and 10, working now from right to left as we begin the second quarter. Jordan Love, 5 of 11, 23 yards. 3-0 Packers. Love under center. Dylan Malone setback. Receivers right and left. Tight end right side of the line. Luke Musgrave. And off Dylan bouncing right to the outside. Slipped by one man, but not the other two. Radigan got over to make the hit. Gain of 2 yards outside the hash marks, inside the numbers. At the Seattle 45-yard line.
Good block on the edge by Tucker Kraft. His partner Luke Musgrave couldn't quite get it done.
Second down and eight, Green Bay. 45-yard line of Seattle. Two safeties high. Soft coverage on the corners. J. Love under center. A.J. Dillon alone setback. And he takes play action. Love looking downfield. Eludes a defender. Scrambles left. He's going to take it himself. Across the 40. Goes into a slide. And they're going to mark it at the 40-yard line. So a gain of 5, leaving a 3rd and 3 coming up for Jordan Love and company. Love now 3 carries, 21 yards. As I mentioned, in the air, 5 of 11. Again, a windy afternoon down in the field. And meanwhile, injured on the play for Seattle, Joey Blunt, a defensive back. He's down on one knee near the 30, and the athletic trainers are out to have a look. Let's see if they're going to break here, or and it looks like they're going to take a timeout, injury timeout here at Lambeau Field. Opening minute of this, the second quarter. 3-0 Green Bay. From the U.S. Cellular broadcast booth, this is the Packers Radio Network.
As a little girl, I always wanted to run the combine because it meant I was helping Dad. And Dad always said, farmers are helpers. I'm teaching that to my daughters, that farmers help our family, our neighbors, and our community. It's what I do at work. I help farmers get the equipment they need. My name is Kim. I'm a farmer, and I work for Case IH.
Case IH, built by farmers.
As the official ticket marketplace of the Green Bay Packers and the NFL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game. Whether you're cheering on the pack at home or away, Ticketmaster has you covered. With Ticketmaster's interactive seat map, you'll get a 360-degree preview of your seat so you can make sure you have the best view of those pivotal plays. Plus, the Ticketmaster app makes it easy to sell or transfer tickets if your plans change, and mobile tickets make getting in on game day a breeze. Find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Packers. That's Ticketmaster.com/Packers.
Who has the most complete selection of Green Bay Packers gear and goodies on the planet? The Packers Pro Shop, of course. And when you shop at the Packers Pro Shop, you not only get the latest authentic Packers gear straight from Lambeau Field, but you're also supporting the team by purchasing direct from the source. Everyone knows it's authentic when it comes from the Packers Pro Shop. Visit the Packers Pro Shop at Lambeau Field for a one-of-a-kind shopping experience or see the entire collection at PackersProShop.com. The Packers Pro Shop. Authentic Packers gear for authentic Packers fans.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Oh, visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
Along with Larry McCarron, Wayne Larrabee at historic Lambeau Field in Green Bay, opening minute of play, second quarter, Packers leading by the score of 3-0. They have the football at the Seattle 40-yard line. Packers working from right to left or south to north here at Lambeau Field. And here they are to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers to the right side, one to the left. Jordan Love looks it over. A.J. Dillon to his left in the shotgun, and here's the snap. Swings it out left side, making the catch. Dillon, or beg your pardon, make that to Taylor out of bounds as a penalty marker flies inside the 35 near the 32-yard line of Seattle, forced out by John Rattigan. Maybe against Green Bay here.
Holding defense, oh. Number 30. That throw's declined. Go play.
It's
the first down.
Okay, so holding the call. That pass completed, as I mentioned, to Patrick Taylor. So first down on a gain of 8 yards. Love looks it over, steps in under center. Two tight ends right side of the line. Now gets motion to the left. DeGuara now motions into the offensive backfield, offset eye. Play action, Love fires it over the middle. He's got Malik Heath inside the 20, spinning by defenders, down near the 17-yard line. Michael Jackson, the principal defender on the play, and it's a first down for Green Bay. 16-yard pickup.
Heath goes running a plain vanilla slant pattern on Jackson and just beating him cold. Jackson giving him plenty of cushion.
Came in ranked 8th in the league, Malik Heath. 8 catches, 111 yards in preseason play. Packers are in the Case IH red zone with a 1st and 10 of the Seattle 17. They get motion to the left side by Jaden Reed. Love play action, bootlegs left, screens it out. Left side, he's got Musgrave at the 10. Left sidelines, diving inside the 5-yard line. Let's see where they spot him out. He's going to be just short of the 5, but it's enough for the first down. Ty Okada and Ben Burkervin collaborate on the stop for Seattle. 1st and goal, Green Bay. Gain of 11.
Wayne, over the course of the preseason, have you come to realize that the Packers want to get Luke Musgrave touches?
Yeah, they do.
They like what he brings to the party.
They even tried him on a jet sweep in practice one day. That was a surprise.
I think that's a coming attraction.
Yeah. And
second charge timeout. Green Bay.
So the Packers take a timeout. Let's see.
Second timeout. Correction. Full timeout.
They'll take a full timeout. So we've got 12:03 to go. First half. 3rd and final preseason game of the summer. Packers leading 3-0, but on the drive. Inside the Seattle 10-yard line of the 6. Packers Radio presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up North-style furniture, including Symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715. 715- 476-9154.
It's first and goal at Jay's Automotive in Park Falls, Wisconsin. On the field, a winning team of ASC Master Certified Technicians who have providing quality automotive service at affordable prices for over 8 years. From tires to tune-ups, batteries to starters, wheel alignments to brakes, engines to transmissions, and more. You can depend on Jay's Automotive to fix your vehicle right and get you back on the road for the big game. Open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and towing is available. Score every time at Jay's Automotive, located on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside. Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Worgas Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto, body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worgas, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Packers at the doorstep. First down, goal to go. Seattle 6-yard line leading 3-0 early going second quarter. Wilson the lone setback, Love under center. Watson to the left side, tight ends on the right side of the line. Love takes. Fade pattern into the end zone. Nice. Back shoulder. Nice. Watson makes the catch. Touchdown, Green Bay. They beat Michael Jackson, left corner of the end zone. Beautiful touch on that pass play.
That back shoulder can't execute it any better. Looked like it taking a pass option off the run pass setup. Well done. Both ends of that equation, Jordan Love and Christian Watson.
Yeah, Watson, good, strong catch. Coverage was good as well. You just, if it's executed right, back shoulder is impossible to defend. Carlson for the point after. Snap and placement. Kick is no good. It's appeared to be blocked by Michael Jackson off the edge.
We're going.
So the extra point is no good. And it is Green Bay 9, Seattle nothing with 12 minutes to go in this first half. Who provides quick service, offers the largest networks, and helps with cost savings? Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental and Delta Vision. Injured? Call the personal injury attorneys of Hupie and Abraham. Voted best, rated best, year after year. Hupie and Abraham, over $1 billion collected for their clients. Visit Hupie.com. Scoring Drive summary sponsored by Chevrolet. Chevrolet proud to be the best-selling brand of Wisconsin, the official vehicle of the Green Bay Packers. Trust Chevy on your team. Visit your local Chevy dealer today. 15 plays, 80 yards, 6-yard touchdown pass. Jordan Love to Christian Watson, completing the third offensive possession of the afternoon for the Packers. I would imagine that's the last we're going to see of the starters on offense.
Well, that's a nice way to end their day.
Carlson kicking from right to left. And here's the kickoff. And this one sails through the end zone. Malik Flowers was back deep. Let's pause 10 seconds, station identification on the Green Bay Packers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. The official insurance partner of the Green Bay Packers, American Family Insurance, here to protect your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, learn more at amfam.com. Seattle now trailing 9-0, first and 10, football to the 25-yard line of the Seahawks. They work from left to right. Drew Lock remains in at quarterback. Two receivers stacking on the left. Snap to Lock, looking that way. Throws left side, broken up, incomplete. Intended for Jake Bobo. Penalty marker down. Over the back was Isaiah McDuffie at the 30-yard line number on the left side.
Pass interference. Defense, number 58. The ball in place at the spot of the foul. Automatic first down.
Drew Lock, 5 of 6 passing for just 23 yards. Zach Charbonnet, 3 rushing attempts, 1 yard. Some putrid stats in the early going for Seattle today. 3 receivers bunch on the left. Lock under center. Tight end Parkinson right side of the line. They get motion from Aesop Winston Jr. to the wing of the right. First and 10, play action to Charbonnet. Rolling right, Drew Lock dumps it off right side. Parkinson, open field, tackle made on the near right side by Carrington Valentine. Across the 25 at the 27-yard line. Gain of barely a yard. Excellent play by the rookie quarterback.
And as we mentioned earlier, Parkinson, 6'7", 265. And Valentine put him down in an instant.
And second down, quick throw right side. This time they've got Bobo, the tight end. And Jake Bobo takes it out of bounds outside the numbers along the right sidelines at the 36-yard line. And they should be inches away from a first down. Carrington Valentine forced him out of the near right side.
Packers substituting liberally on the defensive side of the ball. I see Anthony Johnson out there, Eric Wilson, Jonathan Owens, Corey Ballantyne.
Third and short for Seattle. Seahawks 1 of 3 on third downs, and they go quarterback sneak. And does the second or third effort get it done? I don't think so, the way they're marking it right here.
Tried to push him from behind.
Yeah, that old Philadelphia, not old, that Philadelphia thing from last year. Of course, Drew Lock is not Jalen Hurts, so it doesn't work quite as well, but now it's fourth down and inches. They're short. Football at the 36-yard line, and it's preseason. Pete Carroll's going to go for it. Double tight ends. Two on the right, and now what do we get?
First charge timeout, Seattle. This is a 30-second timeout.
You think somebody ran over there on that sideline and said, Pete, are you sure?
And Pete probably said, yeah, it's preseason. Yeah, yeah. Sure. They're less than a yard away. Football to the 36-yard line. They have to get just across the 36 here on fourth down and inches to pick up the first down.
It's preseason and it's a long ride home. Yeah, we're going for it.
Absolutely. Chevrolet, proud to be the best-selling brand of Wisconsin, the official vehicle of the Green Bay Packers. Trust Chevy on your team. Visit your local Chevy dealer today. Wayne and Larry, Lambeau Field in Green Bay. All right, here we go. Fourth down and inches, Seattle. Football, 36-yard line of the Seahawks. And now, what are we doing here? The offense coming off the field. Somebody convince Pete Carroll, we're going to punt this thing away. Okay.
Pete, it's not that long a ride. Come on. You want to make it even longer?
If you can't live dangerously in the preseason, when can you live dangerously?
That's a good point.
Jaden Reed back deep to receive this punt from Michael Dixon. Dixon this summer averaging 43.6 yards a punt. Takes a chest-high snap, goes forward. Oh, just did get it away. Kicker goes down, no flag. Ball caroms across the 30. Picked up by Reed. Decked immediately at the 26-yard line on the near left side. Wow. John Rattigan, as soon as Jaden Reed picked up that ball, Rattigan smacked him, and you could hear it all the way up here.
I'll tell you what, to be a punt returner in the NFL, you got to have the nerve of a cat burglar.
Oh, my gosh.
Jake Reed had it, nobody was going to get smacked.
So the Packers will start this drive, leading 9-0, 10-13 to go second quarter on an overcast and cool afternoon in Green Bay. At the 27-yard line, working from right to left. Sean Clifford, the rookie quarterback. It's motion from Josiah DeGora to the right wing. Under center is Clifford, and he takes. Here's the handoff off the left side. Wilson trying to get away, but can't quite do it. Ben Burkervin
Free agent linebacker made the hit. Pickup of two to the 29-yard line, second down and eight.
Rasheed Walker actually trying to block two guys. Got the first one blocked, but late to the second, and consequently the play went nowhere.
Second down and eight, Green Bay. Football to the 29-yard line of the Packers. Straight eye formation backfield now behind Sean Clifford. Two receivers stack on the left off that stack. Grant DuBose in motion to the right. DeGuara, the fullback. Emmanuel Wilson, the tailback. The give, Wilson around the right end, following the block up to DeGuara. Outside the numbers, 30, gets out to the 31-yard line. A gain of just two. Seattle defense flow to the football. And it becomes a third down for Green Bay. Rattigan on the stop.
Need DeGuara to run through that block, that lead block, more aggressively.
And get to the second level, is that what you're saying?
No. Just first guy.
Just
run through him.
Uh-huh.
Don't run.